This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Burgers are sizzling today on the flat top at Hut's Hamburgers on West 6th Street. The dining area is packed, and the line is out the door.
Because they're closing and it's tragic and we have to get our fix one last time.
Yes, the local restaurant that's been open for 80 years closes forever on Sunday evening. Olivia Baker works across the street.
What's your fix?
Huge basket of onion rings. And I don't know what burger I'm going to get. Maybe the one with the pineapple on it that I love. But I always get something different.
It's just you're just recording, right? There's no camera in
there, right? Just audio. I'm an audio guy.
I got a chance today to speak to the owner of Hut's.
What's your name, sir?
Mike Hutchinson.
Mike Hutchinson, but they call you?
Hutch.
Is this restaurant named after you?
No, it's not, actually. It was started by Homer Hudson in 1939, and we purchased the business in 1981. My last name's Hutchinson. Everybody gets that mixed up. It's just one of life's ironies, you know. Our name's so similar. I've been here 38 years. So.
38 years?
Yes.
It's a long time.
Yeah. But it doesn't seem that long, though.
Why close it?
Well, first, I want to say it has nothing to do with my landlord. My landlord's been more than fair with me. I have no issue with my landlord. The taxes, the property taxes have been high. Staffing issues, you know, which is everybody is having right now.
Hard to find people?
Yeah, hard to find good people. And there's a lot of restaurants in this town, so. And it's, you know, I'm 65, 38 years, and I'm just ready, you know. And we have a location at the airport, so we still have a presence here in Austin, so.
Are you going to be working there yourself?
It's more of a licensing thing, you know. I do go out there and meet with those people and that are running it, and they're really doing a really good job. And I'll be out there, but not on a regular basis.
You must have been contemplating the 38 years as you come to the 20th of October when you all are going to be closing down. What are some of the memories that stand out to you?
Well, lately, the thing is, I knew this because I've seen it myself, where kids were coming in when they're, 3 and 4 years old. Now they're coming in with their families. It's really heartwarming. You know, and we've met a lot of people over the years. A lot of, celebrities have come through here. Matthew McConaughey used to come through here when he was in college. And he dated one of the girls who worked for us. And one of the funny stories is Dennis Quaid claims he fell in love with Meg Ryan here. We used to have live music in those days, and they were on the dance floor. This is true because in American Way magazine, he ever said it himself, so it's true, I guess. Anyway.
What's your favorite thing on the menu?
My favorite thing is the Chubby Chucks, yellow onion and pickles and the hickory sauce and grated cheddar cheese. I just sub the grilled onions.
Those onion rings are massive, though. Everyone talks about the onion rings.
Yeah, the onion rings, that's one of our things we're really proud of. But what's funny about them, people really love them. I mean, we have people. I've got a guy coming in from California to eat here on the 20th to get his last taste of the onion rings. And there's some people don't like them. I don't know. It's just one of those things. But the people love them, really love them. You know, I'm real happy to have them. We make them fresh every day.
Any advice for people who are thinking of coming down one last time for the weekend?
Well, I would prefer if you don't have a big party. Try to come with a party of four at the most, because it's real hard to seat large parties. You really have to wait a long time if you have a large party. And I would probably suggest coming between, of course I'm going to say this and then it's going to shoot all that to hell, but between like 3 and 6 in the afternoon is probably the best time.
That's sort of the lull time typically?
Lately, yes, but who knows.
Who's going to eat the last hamburger?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I guess we're hoping to have enough food to get us through all day Sunday for our normal business hours, but it's hard. I can't predict. We're selling more burgers now than we've ever had, and we're going to do our best to have one for everybody who wants to come in.
See, but you might run out on Sunday.
It's very possible, yes. I don't know what to predict. I'm going high, and it might even be more than that. So.
Anything else, sir?
I just want to thank Austin. It's been fun. It's been a great 38 years.
Thank you so much, Hutch.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Hut's Hamburgers on West 6th Street closes Sunday evening, forever.